Before I start, Takich Bet Mechile from the Rabbonim that Paskin different from what we're going to say. And I know that different Rabbonim have different Mekoyres. But Valdi's Alochis and Agea Kimat to everyone. I have to say what I was Mekabel from my Rabbeim. Sai Chumres, Sai Kules. Get off the Reises. Everyone will decide himself. What I want to speak about today is Be'etzim. I want to speak on Murzach, but I think we'll try to stick on to the Shaila. All the Shailas that are Nogea Legabi a fridge. The Metzius is, in most fridges in the world, this one, the Normale Matzev, if you open the door, as the light comes on. This is one problem. But before we come to the light, the metzias in the fridge, the system of the fridge is made like that. If the fridge will work the whole time, and the cold air will come out, it will freeze, become ice. So the fridge goes on and off, on and off. When he decides to go on and when he decides to go off, when it gets a little bit warmer inside the fridge, the temperature goes up. So the metzias says is a system of kind of gas that spreads. And b'meile, it makes two wires to become close to each other. And that makes the motor to start to move the things that make cold gas to run around. And b'meile, the temperature goes down. The temperature goes down. So b'meile, that wires that became close to each other move away from each other, and again the temperature, it stops to work, the temperature goes up, they get close to each other, the chayzer chalila. Now the metzias is, I never learned it, I'm saying how Shlomo Zalman explained to me how it works in the fridge. Now the shaila is like this: when you open a fridge, lemaise, we'll start when a person has a fridge that it's not running, it's off. Another 10 minutes, the temperature in the fridge will go high, and the fridge will start to go on. Even if the fridge is closed, eventually the temperature goes on, goes higher and higher, because the doors outside gets warm, but mainly inside, those are the metzias advot. If you open the door of the fridge, warm air goes into the fridge gets warm, the system starts to work. So the first shaila is, when you open a fridge, you're causing b'metzias, the motor to start to work. We'll make it in numbers. It had to go on, the motor of the fridge had to go on in 5 minutes. Because you opened the door of the fridge, the motor of the fridge went on in 2 minutes. You're allowed to open a fridge when it's not running, or you're not allowed to. Shaila number one, we'll have to discuss today. Shaila number two. Lama zogin already, it's usul, yeah? To open the fridge when it's not running. When the fridge is running, you're allowed to open the fridge or not? Why? If you will not open the fridge, in 2 more minutes it will go off. Because you opened the fridge, it didn't go off. Because warm air came in, and it will work for another 10 minutes. And not only that it will work for another 10 minutes. You know what will happen? It will work for another 10 minutes, and it will go off in 5 minutes, and it will go on in 10 minutes, and it will go off in 5 minutes, before it was planned to go on, and Lama Zogin, 12:10, 12:20, 12:30, 12:40. You moved it. Now it will go on 12:15, it will go off 12:25, it will go on. Because it's Imamish, Madlik Mechabe, Madlik Mechabe, the Ganze Shabbos. The people that open fridges, yeah? So you're allowed to open a fridge, you're not allowed to open a fridge. Avada Sidel Poiskim, you're not allowed to, you have to know. G'doy le'oilam, sh'koyoylim kol atire kulo, hold it, it's also. Most people don't open fridges, yeah? My house is a special machine that in before Shabbos, it's computer-wise, the whole fridge, to work different. We'll see later. But these are the first two shaylas, and Yid has to know about it, to get to the sugya we learned this week, k'suvas davov, and up telling the sugya to know how to paskin. To learn the good, the sugya, the richtig egen, you know. Nish yed alam, the stak is the right way to learn the sugya. But, let me get into the sugya. We'll see how to pass it. The third shaila, what comes out lemaisa, most fridges, they made like a little light inside. When you open it, you know, you can't find, you want to find the mayonnaise, the ketchup. So it's like a little light that goes on. You forgot to shut off that light before Shabbos. When you open the fridge, the light goes on. For sure you're not allowed to open the fridge. There's no shaila. This I'm not. Even if someone says you're allowed to, the halacha is you're not allowed. Now the shaila is, what happens is, three shaylas we will have. Some bochrim, okay, not in the in Shabbos, but some bochrim go away for Shabbos. Yeah? Now they go, they rent a house, apartment, all different names. Now they come Shabbos, they don't remember if the light was taken off or not. Now they want to open the door in Shabbos, they're allowed to or not. This is the shayla number one. Shayla number two, it's also going to get to our sugi, we'll see. Shayla number two, a person knows for sure he didn't shut off the light. So what to do? He needs to chant for Shabbos. You're allowed to, you're not allowed to. And again, we'll see, it's totally hard to learn Pshat and Tesis by us in the last lines. Another shayla, you're allowed to tell a guy, you're not allowed to tell a guy. Some rabbanim tell a little kid to open the fridge. Yeah? Pashas aveir gmur. Pashas aveir gmur. The shayla, if your neighbor could open for you, for him it's a secretion, lo nichalei. So, lom again duch, we'll learn the sugya, binyan al yaday binyan, bais al yaday bais, v'zog nochamol. I want you to hear klo, not to memayr, it's mered of shaylas v'nisurim d'ay reise. Mam is shaylas v'nisurim d'ay reise. So, lom heib tzachot. I have to make them two akdomas. One akdoma, electricity. You're not allowed to put on a light in Shabbos. Why are you not allowed to put on a light in Shabbos? So there's one melocha that is called mavir. Why are you not allowed to put on a fan in Shabbos? Where's the fire? Some people say sparks. For sure it's enemy skaven. For sure doesn't want to have sparks. There's no shot that a person doesn't want to have sparks. Fuck out, it's dangerous. It's vadeloi nichalei, these sparks. So, why are you not allowed to put on a light in Shabbos? It's two melochas. It's one melocha that is called mavir, fire goes on. And there's another melocha that the chazanish called their boine. You're doing a system, it's called boine, I'm not going in, this is shiurim bifnei atzmo. Lemaise, for sure, we don't put on not fans in Shabbos. I think this is cool even in America. Not to put on fans in Shabbos. Not to put on lights in Shabbos. Everyone knows that it's also. But it's negev for us to know that it's two shailas. If it's mitzad mavir or mitzad boine, to the hemshech, what Rav Shlomo Zalman will want to be making. Kol kesei, I just want to mesakim da halochas, what we learned if someone didn't come out klo in the sugya, and lefi them will build up. As a halacha, we passing like Reb Shimon, davar she'eino miskaven is mutar. What does davar she'eino miskaven means? Davar she'eino miskaven alemol means bepashtes. I do one peula, and another peula happens by the way. I pull a bench, and by the way is a grira safsal. This is called davar she'eino miskaven. I do one peula, and another peula happens by the way. I do a Bilas mitzvah and Pesach Pesach, by the way. Those in the Gemara, Dovo she'enu miskaven is mutar. Now, so be'etzem, you would say, a person opens the fridge, he doesn't want the fridge to go on earlier. He's opening the fridge, he's trying to take out food. He's not busy doing the andere zachen. So l'chura, someone will say, maybe it's mutar. Right? Maybe she'enu miskaven. He doesn't mean to put on lights. He doesn't mean to put on the machines. He's opening a fridge. Like a person walks on grass in Shabbos. Even a mistake, some of the grass gets nekar, gets torn off, talush. But the halacha is, psik reisha is also. If you open the fridge, psik reisha, that the light will go on. If you open the fridge, psik reisha, hot air comes in, and the fridge goes on earlier. They tested a fridge that the door is not open. Lama Zogin will go on in 10 minutes. A fridge that the door is open will go on in 5 minutes. open for 2 more minutes, will go on in 3 minutes. This is Baduk Minusa. So then we have a psikration. So again, we know Dovor, but again, I'm leaving the fridge. First, the clothing of the sugya. Kaimelon ki Reb Shimon Dovor she'enu miskaven muta. Kaimelon that if it's a psik reisha, it's also. If you for sure, a person comes is here, and for sure he will come out in Shabbos, it's also to come is here. Even if he's mechaven to come is here. In psik reisha alein, we have psik reisha de nichalei, u psik reisha de loy nichalei. We have psik reisha de nichalei, u psik reisha de loy nichalei. Psikreisha de Nichalei, the case that the Shulchan Aruch brings down, Shin Lamedvov Seif Gimel is, a person is washing his hands, Netilas Yodayim, and his field, and his backyard, and it's watering the plants. He didn't decide to water his plants now, he wants to wash, he's eating in a sukkah, but while his plants downstairs on the floor, as a psikreisha, that this watering will make the plants to grow better, and it's also to wash his hands, and he's chayev chatos, if he washed his hands, Shin Lamedvov, Seif Gimel, the Mishneh Berurah. Psik Reisha Deloy Nichalei. What is the psak? So the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Chof brings down two shittas, Sechisa and Azayse. Shulchan Aruch brings down a person has a chavis and he wants to close the hole with a piece of material. The first shita holds that it's Muta Asur because Psik Reisha. V'aoruch kosav, psikreisha deloy nichalei, if it's nothing dear and it drips on the floor, psikreisha deloy nichalei, shari, the achroev, the shulchan aruch is, that you're not allowed to be samech on it. Zog the shulchan aruch, v'aoylom noyagim heter badovor, v'yesh elayim alem schus, zog the mishne brure, the psikreisha hu osu midrabono, aval chiyuv leke v'psikreisha deloy nichalei kule alme. So the achroev, the mishne brure, resh shin chof, Sifkot Nun Gimel, we pask in Me'ikar Adin, Psikresha de Loi Nichalei Osur, but Osur only with the Rabbonon. Because in Yen Shabbos, Shar Yisurim, HaRosh Kosav Shechayev, Zog Dimishne Bure. But the Achroa is Psikresha de Loi Nichalei, the Oruch Hod that it's Mutar, Chaim Lenz and the Rambam that it's Mutar, the Shulchan Aruch brings down two Shittas, Achroa with the Mishne Bure is, it's Osur with the Rabbonon. Psikresha de Loi Nichalei is Osur with the Rabbonon. If it's Trey de Rabbonon, Stiris and Mishneh Berurah. What is Trei Derabbanan? Just to have a musig. A person, Mishneh Berurah is talking about a person is closing a chavis that has flies inside. Mishneh Berurah says that be'etzem you're allowed to. Why? Even if it's for sure flies. It's psikreisha deloy nichalei. And it's Trei Derabbanan. Zvuv is en b'mino nitzad. No one chaps flies today. I asked Rabbi Yashiv that I heard that in America is different places that they test all different things. So they like to chap the flies. They work on them. He said, but most of the world, we don't go to a few. I said, but they have millions of them. He claims that it's called Viter. Even in our days, that the science people use the flies to do all different things, it's not called Bemina Nitzat. And another Zach is that even if it's closed inside a barrel, the mice, when you open the chavis, they run away. It doesn't help you to chap them. So it's a modern tzedah. It's a tzedah that we call it Nitzat Me'alme, but Lo Nitzat Ledidei. You can't get it yet. You try to get it in the chavis, it'll Viter run away. So b'meil, it's only Trei Derabbanan, and Mishneh Berurah says that chutz in the shayla of the Taz, it's not negea here, because anyway, it's Trei Derabbanan, psikreisha deloy nichalei is muta. Psikreisha deloy nichalei b'Trei Derabbanan. Le'um azdem is a Mishneh Berurah in Hilchis Kosef, not like that. You're not allowed to eat a cake that has letters on top. Even at Lemaise, it's Einu Mechaven, you want to eat a cake. Psikreisha deloy nichalei. You're not interested that these words will get raised. And it's Kilach Ariyat. And it's Einu Mechaven, Moichik Shulem Nas Lichtoiv, and the Mishneh Berurah says that it's Asur. Chazanish says, who told the Mishneh Berurah that it's Asur? But, Lemaise, and Trei Derabbanan, we have Sfeikas, Stiris, and Mishneh Berurah, so don't lump this of them to Meyashev. It's not the Mokim now tonight to go into this Shaila. But just remember that could be in Tziruf. Then there's another Shaila in Psikresha, one before we start to, but everyone knows, we learned this week. Sofik psikreisha l'shova. Sofik psikreisha l'shova. But the Mishneh Berurah brings down in Shin Tezayin from the Taz. A person has a chovis and he's mesupik if his fly is inside. He's allowed to close it or not. And the Taz state that sofik psikreisha is not called a psikreisha and it's muta. Kivayin Yeredeya state sofik psikreisha l'shova is also osur. Now if in the Taz it's not called a psikreisha if you're mesupik al over. And Rabbi Kibbeheger holds Sofek Psikreisha L'Shaavar. It's not, it's called Psikreisha Gomu. It's a Sofek Isu. The Maise is Stiris or not. And the Mishnah Berurah is mashma that he's not noited mamish to machriya zevi the taz. Lemaisa achruas roiv apoyiskim that we passing like the taz in Shabbos that sofek psikreishel leshaovar is muter lekatchila. Avade. It's a double shen miskaven. Bemele it's muter lekatchila. As rayas, if we have time later, we'll bring some rayas to machriya that shaila. But andere amachmir of them. Leumas them Rebbe Eliashiv holds we passing like Rabbi Kiveiger. Someone today told me a ma'aseh from Rebbe Eliashiv was a story 10 years ago. They had the cameras to the old city, so Rebbe Eliashiv said he's not allowed to go to the old city. So Zayid Rav Lerner, Chabas Sefer Shmira Seguf VeHaNefesh, so he went to ask Rebbe Eliashiv, oh, but not all the cameras are open the whole time. So it's a suffix segregation of Shava. So why it's also? So Rebbe Eliashiv told him, I hold like I'm Kiveiger. What do you want? I hold like I'm Kiveiger. So, okay, but the Maisa and Shmira Shabbos state that the Halacha is like the Taz. We'll go through the Protein when we go in. I just want, this is the Akdome to the people that don't remember the Sugya Klo. I want now to start the Maisa. But the Hetzachan, Shem Zaman, when Mamish, Tifa Zachen, we'll get started. A person wants to open a fridge, forget about the lights. There's no lights. Oh, Yeshiva is a fridge, the light is already broken before they bought it in Yad Shniya somewhere. They want to open the fridge in Shabbos. You're allowed to open the fridge in Shabbos, or you're not allowed to open the fridge in Shabbos. I want every halacha to be clear. When the fridge is running, I'm allowed to open the fridge, or I'm not allowed to open the fridge. Our shaila is, I'm opening the fridge when it's running, I will cause that it will carry on running. I'm allowed to do it or not. Shittas Reb Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach, I'm allowed to. Why? Chutz all of kulis that we have later. Lama zogin, without kulis, Dr. Reb Shlomo Zalman. Why it's muter? Shitas Reb Shlomo Zalman, you're allowed to make a steady matziv to stay steady. I will explain. Reb Shlomo Zalman holds a chidush godol me'oid. If a person has an air condition running, and it's, you know, the new, not electric. Mechanic, he has a Shabbos clock that has like little pins, like 5, 6 are out. So he knows in 3 hours the air conditioner is going off. He's allowed to push one more little pin down. Like this, he will have 3.5 hours. 2 more, you'll have 4 more hours running. Shem Zaman Oyer beholds, you're allowed to do it like a tchile. What is the aveira? How it goes off? After 3 hours, the button that is pulled in shuts it. Says there's a wind coming. You're allowed to close the window that the wind will not blow off the candle. The wind is coming in the electric box. It's something that's going to pull the electric soon. So you're moving him away. If you see a guy is coming, someone is pressing the button, and you move your hand, it's also aveira. You're not adding oil. Now it's connected to the electric company that has a lot of oil there. They have machines full of electric. Now what? It's a machine that is buttons, that this button will flip soon, and it will shut it. You're stopping it. Nish alo amaskim, abab shom azaman hozat lekatchila, you're allowed to do it. So there, in the air condition, it's pashut, you're allowed to do it. Here in the fridge, it's a bigger chiddush. Because of that, it will go off later, but it will go on earlier. In an air condition, it doesn't make a difference if you decided to have 3 hours, to have 4 hours of air condition. It goes off, and it goes on in the time that was planned to go on. This for sure, Mutter. This most people do anyways. I'm saying most Yerushalayim does same with Shem Zalman that. But in a fridge, it's a shtickle more chiddush. Because if I make the fridge, instead of going off, in 5 minutes, because the door is open, it will carry on running for another 5 minutes, so it will go off in 10 minutes, so it will go on in 20 minutes, so it will go off in 40 minutes, 60 minutes, so by answer, I'm causing different adlokas because of me. Shem Zaman has rayas brus that it's muter, I am in chashloim echelik aleph. I forgot the simen. Simen yud. Yeah? Azay ha'atum Shem Zaman ha'yabach. So lama zogin that this is accepted. We'll go to the second problem. A person wants to open a fridge, again without lights, when it's not running. He's causing it to go on earlier. He's causing a block. You're allowed to or not allowed? L'churetz dover she'ena mechaven. He's not mechaven to do it. He only wants to take out the food. He doesn't want to put on the fridge. Zog Reb Shlomo Zalman, but it's a psik reisha. If you open the door, the hot air comes in, the minute the pipes get closer, the machine starts to work. Psik reisha. Sag ihm schon mal Zalman, hoyo nire li lechadesh chidush godel moit. Sheze nikro psikreishe de loy nichele.
What?
Again, you're sorry. Loy nichele doesn't go because Shabbos, yeah? No one wants in Shabbos to do Averis, yeah? For one little thing you burn for 20 years in Gehenna, yeah? It's for sure not worth it. But if Shabbos meret on Shabbos, yeah? I mean, who wants his fridge to go on? I mean, he will never get out of Gehenna for that. But that's it. Meret on them, Sag ihm schon mal Zalman. Say it. Why? When you open the fridge, if you don't have extra money, you would prefer that the cold air will stay inside, the hot air will stay outside, and your fridge will not start to work. You want the hot air to come in? If someone will ask you, what you prefer, it's up to you to tell the hot air not to come into the fridge. So the best thing, the fridge will stay cold, and my food will stay cold. I will save money. If the ear comes in, nope, the machine has to start to work. But if you would ask me, I'm preferring that this maisa will not start. When I'm opening the fridge, I would explain. When I'm lemoshel, I'm doing a beer. Lu yitzuya sido yitzu asdam. A person is doing lama zogin goyro safso. Psikreshi de nichele. What is the case? Psikreshi de nichele. He's squeezing a shmata. Oh, it becomes clean. He's gaining. He is not gaining that a hot ear came in. He's losing that the hot air came in. Because of that, the machine got warm. So now that it got warm, he wants it to go on. But if you would ask him what he prefers in the ganze zach, he would prefer that his ganze maisa will not start. Shemazam wants to say a chidush godel lemevinim. So grime to the mevinim though. He has a kash of Shemazam. All the rishonim are busy that the chovis, the wine is getting lost. Why do Rishonim don't say there's a little bucket in the bottom that chaps the wine? And it's not oilich lehibut. Gemara says that the Rishonim say if you put a shmata inside the chavis, because you're losing the wine. Why are you losing the wine? Put a little. And this person prefers that no wine will squeeze out the shmata. Now that it's happening, he puts a kli. He wants that nothing will drip out. So from his point, so even if he's collecting it, from the other side, it's not called Michale. And Rishonim is mashma kimat nishtaze. She'd klo hilich leibud. But this was one safka of Shemazam. Now, Rav Shemazam was not posher to him. He had a tzad, lemetzad sheni, that lemay said, this is the system, and you can't call it psikresha de leinichale. And back and forth, Rav Shemazam struggles if it's a svara or not a svara. He's mitzarefit back and forth, back and forth. Kedai to see him in chashleime. He doesn't have a achroi. His netiye that it's a psikreisha de loinichale. This is his netiye. Aber psikreisha de loinichale is also mit the rabbanon. It's also mit the rabbanon. It's not mutter. It's also mit the rabbanon. Zorim shum zalman. But here's another heter. What is the heter? It's a grommet. It's not a maisa be yodayim. He causes that hot air comes in, that warms the machine, that warms the gas, that makes the machine to start to work. It's called a grommet. What avera happens when the fridge goes on? What melocha exactly he did? There's no fire. What do you say, boine? He says, I feel Zakim Shlomo Zalman that it's not boine. Why? Boine is when I make a machine to start to work. The fridge is working. It goes on and off, on and off. The machine is working the whole time. He's checking. When it's warm, he's on. When it's not warm, he's off. He's in a system of working. All the buttons are set. Just he's checking. He says, for example, you have a machine that is in the room. When it sees a person, it tries to run after him. You're not allowed to walk into this room. The machine is the whole time looking for people. He's moving the whole time. When he finds you, he will try to run after you. The machine is working. He's not. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says like this: Valitz a grome, psikreisha de loy nichale, and I'm not so sure exactly velcha melocha is. B'meile, zogt Rav Shlomo Zalman, you're allowed to. You're allowed to.
The
camera? I'm not. Let me get the first Rav Shlomo Zalman, b'meile, you're allowed to. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, "Aber Razei, You're allowed to open it when it's off. Zakim Shlomo Zalman, but maybe he heard from some people, sometimes when you open it, at mamish, in that moment it starts to go out. Because it's mamish missing like mamish. Like this, it's a grommet. The hot ear comes in, cools out the cold ear that it's a mamish a grommet. But sometimes it's mamish ready, and like when you open it, it's like hot ear comes in, and you miyad madlik. So you don't know what is the matzav of it. And he wants to say maybe it's even better from the case of the Taz. So in the case of the Taz, it's avida livrure. Here's a metzias, he says that he thinks that everything in the world is like that, be'etzem. Also when you pull a bench, if the sand is soft, so for sure it'll be a charitz. And if it's, you don't know exactly. Every time it's, don't say this can be secretion. B'meile, gizoktim shumazam and oyerbach, you're allowed to open a fridge in Shabbos when it's not running, when it is running. I'll finish the words of Rav Shlomo Zalman. Nirle ani yazdaiti, soif dobo, shmikol eilu ataim shekosavnu, poshut bli shum pikpuk, shleachar shoyitziu es amenoiro anidlekes, machmas apsiche, einocho in klal lihimona, mili hisanek b'Shabbos, umutor shapir liftoach b'Shabbos es delas amakrer, b'chol eis u'b'chol sho, שירצה בין בזמן שהמנוי העובד, בין בזמן שהוא נח. וזה פסקים של מזעם על אוירבך, and some people take go לפירים של מזעם על אוירבך, and they open fridges, and they, I'm speaking on the old-fashioned fridges, wait. They open fridges, בין when it's working, בין it's not working. The frumers never open fridges when they're not working. The frumers were makbid on it, and they only open the fridge when it's running. אז זה מגזוק בשם דחזניש, רב ניסים קרא לצהוד, it's a איסור גומו, to open the fridge when it's not working. And not in that, in Chut HaShoni says, even when it's working, it's also Gzeira Oto Eino working. He asking me how you could Mechadash and Bnei Brak Gzeiras. If we have time, we'll explain. It's a Shtikel Raya for it. Shamzam himself felt as a Shtikel Raya for it. From somewhere. But, so in Bnei Brak, Lo Yale Al Adas, to find a Yid, that will open, I'm saying, a Yid, that will open a door of a fridge when it's not running. Not even a tzad. But in Yerushalayim, a lot of people were matir. This was Nagea Be'etzem. This year, the reason I really Be'etzem never gave it in Halachas year, only when we're learning the Sugya of Segreisha. It's not Nagea today. All the fridges that were done in the last 5-6 years have a system that is called non-frost. I don't know exactly what it is, but if you want to understand it, it's kind of fans that go on, sometimes when it's off, sometimes when it's on, that, you know, the old fridges, if you see the grandmother's fridges, the freezer gets full of ice the whole time. You have to scrape. The new fridges, you don't find it. What happened? They have a special machine that is ear fans that go on, other when it's off, other when it's on, to make it that these things doesn't happen. That ice comes from cold ear that comes in from outside. And that ear freezes.
Fridge or freezer?
The same machine, it doesn't make a difference.
You open the fridge,
I'll tell you, yeah, most of the machines is the same thing, it's the same system. Some when it started, they had it only in the freezers. Today they have it in all, it takes away the bad smells. You remember the old fridges had like a smell? It's also disappears. That's the Metzius is. But Mele, these fridges, when you open it, you have a different problem. You're opening a non-fresh fridge. These fridges is a sticky problem to open in Shabbos. So what to do now? For sure, a person doesn't know if he has such a fridge or not. So I want to skip a second that problem of these fridges. Again, most of the Haredim today in Eretz Yisrael, you buy a fridge, you order for another 200 shekels as a system, you press the button before Shabbos, it not only shuts the light, it cancels the whole non-frost system, it cancels the whole opening the door and closing the door, it moves the computer system that 20 minutes on, 20 minutes off, and then you're allowed to open it in Shabbos. Most, I'm saying 99.9 of Haredim, Nedvar Hashem, have such fridges in their houses. Because the other fridges, first, is a Shaila Bichlal, if you're allowed to open, and even if you're allowed to open, if you have a non-frost, you're not allowed to open in Shabbos. But before I go to the non-frost Shaila, we'll move maybe to the speak about the light, and then we'll go back to the non-frost to try to medam it. A person has a fridge and he has a light inside and he forgot to close the light. He's allowed to open the fridge in Shabbos or not. Happens to a lot of Bochim or people, when I was minding to go to a hotel, and there's a little fridge there, and they forgot to close the light, and they have to take out the food. What you do? Well, see, a lot of these aterim will go back in every fridge. Yeah, if you will find a heter to open the fridge when the light goes on, for sure you're allowed to open the fridge as the heter from Shemazama. Shemazama went that light for sure asul amazogim. But he discussed that when the fridge is on or off, he found the terim why you're allowed to open the fridge. And again, the machmirim didn't accept it, and the machmirim don't open the fridge when it's not running. And Shmira Shabbos Kil Choso, Perek Lamed Aleph Aloch Echof. He paskins like this. A person has a fridge, and he forgot to take out the light before Shabbos. Mutar loimar lenochri b'Shabbos lehoitzi. Oy lehachnis dovor lamekarer. Even if to make the fridge to run right away, or it will light the light. Because it's only a psik reisha, and we pass in the Shulchan Aruch that you're allowed to tell a goy to do a amira b'Shabbos, even if it's a psik reisha. Why? So the halacha is, there's no isur amira lenochi when it's a psik reisha. Why is no isur amira lenochi when it's a psik reisha? Because it's called Shvus She'en Boi Maise. The goy, no, it's Beirim in it, but the Psik Reisha Be Amir Lenochi Da Ve Shvus She'en Boi Maise Loi Machmerinen Bei Af Eichet En Michalei Kmo Y Simen Reish Nun Gimel Simen Shin Reish Ein Zayin Simen Shin Lamed Zayin Shin Lamed Vov Maybe 20 times Mishnabu and Sharatzion. There's no Isur Amir Lenochi Be Psik Reisha, even the Michalei. So you're allowed to tell a goy to open the fridge, even if there's a light inside. This is what Sefer Shmira Shabbos Kilchoso says. Reb Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach is choylik on Shmira Shabbos Kilchoso. And when the corrections came out in Chilek Gimel, Shlomo Zalman asked to add that he holds that it's wrong. Why? He holds, and here I know it's negat to the whole Reb Kiva Egers, I can't go into it, I'm just saying the din of Shlomo Zalman. Zog Reb Shlomo Zalman, it's not a psik reisha. It's meloche mamish. Val, they made a system that when you open the door, the light goes on. It's like a big switch. And b'meile, you don't have a heter psik reisha. It's mamish amira lenochi gemura. It's amira lenochi gemura. It's not a psik reisha. I said this. We're going into the whole on this, but it's like, yeah. Why, when it's called enem miskaven, when it's not called enem miskaven. Rav Kiva Eger holds that even Mephis Musa is called Miskav and not a psikresha. So that's the Rebbe Rav Kiva Eger. Rebbe Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach says that if you open a fridge, it's called a Miskav and Gomu. B'meile, he had Sdodim to be Matir because it's a halacha. If the goy could do it in a different way, it's no Yisur Amire. So while the goy could do it, Lemoshel, he could plug out the plug and then open it. So he doesn't need to come to open the light. But the Ma'is in Shmir Shabbos Chelek Gimel, he says, Choyzrani Mize. Reb Nissim Karelitz holds, Osur. I remember I was in Bocher, was one of the first Shabbos that I decided to eat out by a friend of mine. Chav Bocher, we decided to eat in Bnei Brak. His mother was Almana, we decided we'd make Shabbos Dalton. Kitzer, then she decided to leave, so we stayed ourselves. And the Kitzer, Lel Shabbos, we're about to take out the food in the fridge. They forgot to take out the light. I said, let me get all of us together to Reb Nissim Karelitz. So we went to Shabbos, we went to Shabbos, we came to Reb Nissim Karelitz. He told us also, I said, Tzerich Shabbos. Amir Lenochi, Tzerich Mitzvah. You have enough to eat. Chalas is good. Chalas is good. He didn't let us to open the fridge. Al Yedei Amir Lenochi. I wanted Bishinu, Amir Lenochi. He said, go out of the house. Go out of the house. It was before the time that I was close then. Rabbi Yomin Zadbel holds that it's also. The Yitzchok Yikro is Machbir. Le'umas them, an Igro is Moshe, Chelek Beis, Simen Samaches. Rabbi Moshe, someone sends him a letter, he got stuck with a light. He says, if it's a goy, just tell the goy. What is the problem? Yeah, but Rabbi Shimon also was Chayzer. So could if Rabbi Moshe would be with us, he would also be Chayzer. So Ech Beis Ishgenoi, if you could say, you could say Mechadad Rabbi Moshe. Or Le'Tzion, Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul, Paskins that it's Mutar to tell a goy. There's a Sefer Melamed Lehoyl, and there's also a Sefer that most people in America follow of them, Kitzur Hilchei Shabbos and Rav Posen, and he says also that it's Mutar to tell a goy. So, everyone could pass him how he wants. Let me get invited. We'll get. Okay, so to tell a guy, okay, not every time we have a guy. We'll go weiter. A person comes to a little place for Shabbos. He's mesupik if there's a light inside or not. Mesupik. You rent a dira for Shabbos. It happens to me every time. I come to yeshiva for in Shabbos. We take an apartment. Yeah. I come to an apartment. I tell my wife, you switch the light. In the house, she remembers to switch the light off. Not sure, we're allowed to open the fridge or we're not allowed to open. We don't know what is waiting for us inside. Who knows? Vel chaveira will jump out if you open the fridge. You're allowed to open the fridge, you're not allowed to open the fridge. If Shemazaman Oerbach said Baal Peh, you're not allowed to open the fridge. Is Roiv fridges have light? Chazok de Mikora that it had a light? Baal Melem Daf Tes, we'll see it's claw. Bemele, it's not. Bemele, he holds it also. Now, what would be if you misupik your own house? You know, some people especially have OCD. The misupik if they shut the light or not. Erev Shabbos, we closed the light of the fridge. We didn't close the light of the fridge. They don't know. You're allowed to or you're not allowed to. So, in Shmira Shabbos, Kiyur Choso says, Sofik psikresha l'shova, taz, we pass in the taz. We pass in the taz. Sofik psikresha l'shova, you pass in the taz. Mele, it's muta. And the other Reb Shlomo Zalman says, but maybe is a cheskes doluk sofek nechbo. Why when it comes to sofek psula, chazok in the mikor is good, yeah? Mix bechosu sofek shenisa. So a chazok, here's also. So you're right, that's interesting. It's not mamash a chazok, because when the fridge is off, it's off. But it's not. I heard once a lot of people pulling bilchis chazok. I'm not klonoch in daftes in the sugas of chazokes, so I don't want to be machriya. Lemaisa and Shmir Shabbos, he brings down Meikar Adin, he holds that you're allowed to, the Yesh Machmiri. Now, you have to know that the whole tzad, to say that you're allowed to open it, it's only Giboit of the Reb Shlomo Zalman that to put on a light, it's a psik, the like Reb Shlomo Zalman, like a Moshe, that this is called a psikreshe, b'meile l'sha'ovar, it's a sofik, it's not a psikreshe. But if we hold that it's mamash or meloche gemura, so it's a sofik meloche and Shabbos. Person has a switch. It's not sure if it puts on the light or not. He's not allowed to switch it. He wants to see. Yeah, every button, you know, check. You're not sure if it puts, you know, some switches, you know, you try and nothing happens, right? You're allowed to check? I thought you're not allowed to check. The Philip Shem Zalman, if we say that the light is mamish the same thing, so the ma'isim is suffic, you're not allowed to open. You have to know if it's a b'chazoka, the b'derek lal, you do it. But it's not so pashut. So again, if any people are saying Moshe Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Shabbos, so they're allowed to say that it's a psikresha. It's not called a miskaven mamish. The Ma'aseh in Sefer Riva Vayisefraim from America, he's machriya that it's also misafik. Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt, there's I think 10 chalokim shoot Riva Vayisefraim, or it kama chalokim al ha-teiro. Le'umas them, the Sefer Minchas Osher. And the Shmir Shabbos, they lemaisa hold that you're allowed. Okay, so now a person has a fridge. He knows that the light is open. What he does, he calls a goy. If he's shomer, if Reb Shlomo Zalman even can call a goy. So the Reb Shlomo Zalman, it's a chumre of Reb Shlomo Zalman. Let me say, we'll not accept Reb Shlomo Zalman's chumre, and we'll say that you're allowed to call a goy. I think the ma'aseh most poiskim, I'm saying, chutz Reb Nissim Karelitz, but most poiskim the ma'aseh machria that you're allowed to call a goy. There's no goy around. You need the food. What's to do? Zog the Shmir HaShabbos ki ilchos ochel gimel. Close the eyes and open the fridge. It's a kreshid lo nichale. You're not enjoying the light. Remember where it is. Open, fill the chunt, take it out, and close the fridge. A lot of people yelled against it. The shy was in Nichale. He's happy that it's light. He's not using it. What's the shaykhus? And again, the Firim Shemazavan himself, it's called Miskaven. It's very schwer to say that it'll be a heter of psikreshe de l'nichalei. You'll ask me, aye, psikreshe de l'nichalei is also osur mid rabbanon. So what is the heter b'chval to close the eyes? Avad Reb Shlomo Zalman said that the tzad that he wanted to be matirid is only the tzorich mitzvah. Taisa says by us, psikreshe de rabbanon, even that it's osur, but the tzorich mitzvah is muta. You have to know, because they said the mitzvah ziluf is the mitzvah alei. The tzarech doishayinus taste was mesupik if you say it's called the tzarech mitzvah or not. But they learned the taste of the tzarech mitzvah is shari. If you learn good the taste, you see that and ziluf was pashat the taste that it's called tzarech mitzvah. Hoishayinus taste was mesupik if it's called the tzarech mitzvah. But tzarech godl, the mice that we pass on the feed of even the tzayisu the rabbanon, if it's the tzarech mitzvah, it's muta. Was not so niskabel the setter. Even the Maise, again, in Chas Shlemach Tzadik Aleph, I called some Talmidim today from Shem Zalman. They told me from Shem Zalman didn't like it. Another head of the Shmira Shabbos brings down that someone wanted to tell him to call the neighbor to open it. He doesn't need the light. Open the fridge. You open the fridge, you go back home. Yeah, he's doing it for me. I'm enjoying the light. I said, the neighbor with myself closing the light, maybe two things together.
I can tell the light.
Oh, but we'll get it, we'll get it. If he doesn't know, but we'll get it. Now, there's another heter that some rabbanim wanted to say, and I'm telling you not to trust it. I know Michal Shurkin passes like this, like Atchile. But I'm saying, it's not niskabel on Arbis Medrash. If you have light anyway in the room, so you don't need it. There's not psikresh de nichale. So I want to ask the companies of the fridge why they made the light for dark rooms. Last minute. It's better, it's easier. Nichale a little bit, that shmata you squeeze it, it becomes a little bit clean. Melabin. It's a little bit clean. Schwelze sagen, that will be a hetter. Schwelze sagen, that will be a hetter. It's very schwer to say that will be a hetter of Chai Gavne. Again, all of these is wrong. It's the lekir of Shem Zalm that it's called the Meloche. Now, Avade, if Lama Zagan, the neighbor, Alamashul, if you have someone that doesn't think that your light is on, he doesn't think, he doesn't know that the light is on, you know? He knows your house, a frum guy with a long bowl. Avada, you know you have this machine, yeah? Who doesn't have the Shabbos machine in his fridge, yeah? So I come to my friend, and I need a cold drink. He tell me, go to the fridge. No one wants to get up. You got to go to the fridge yourself. Now all my kids know, everyone is tired, little Shabbos. We're up the whole little shishi. Go to the fridge yourself. Now he thinks that he's not doing a melacha, right? So he's misasik. So I'm causing him to be a misasik.
Why not?
Well, no, I'm not because I'm a miscavige. Once, if I tell a person, look, you see this nice toy, this wire, pull it. What it does, it's a snake. He pulls it, and everything becomes dark. So he's misasik. I'm causing it to be misasik. So a lot of people said that if emotionally you have a guy, some countries they have guys that are not so developed, yeah? So if you have these kind of guys, I've already allowed to tell them to open the fridge. He doesn't know that there's a light inside. He comes with a candle. He comes with a candle. Or you could tell him, there's no light in the fridge. Bring a candle. He brings a candle. So he's not in the chaven. I'm doing him a misasik. You're right. So misasik is also with the rabbanon. It's also with the rabbanon. But the ma'ase, it's really a sach leichter. It's a sach leichter. So again, if the guy doesn't know that it's a light on, you think that it's funny. I want to explain to you. We have in the yeshiva here a very updated dining room. We have rooms of fridges. Not okay. There, the light goes on with a switch. Everything is okay. Outside the room, the same problem they had somewhere there in Beis Yishaya, that one of the fridges has like numbers on top. When you open it, the digital numbers change. I'm not going now to the shayla if digital numbers is a problem or not a problem. Comes a bacher from a different yeshiva. Comes a bacher from Bis, comes from Shabbos to stay in the mirror. So the bacher wants to open the fridge. Now they know, there's a kaisev. He doesn't dream. He knows no modern fridge, modern fridges with numbers. He doesn't recognize the zachem. I'm asking if you can bring me a drink. So he opens the fridge. He's sure that the oilam will not tell him to open the fridge if there's light inside. Yeah? He's not choshed the oilam here. So he opens the fridge. He doesn't know that numbers are on top. So forget about telling a bacher from a different yeshiva. But Avadi, you're allowed to tell the goyim in the yeshiva to open it in Shabbos. They don't understand numbers. They don't understand numbers. They read numbers, but for sure they don't understand numbers that's going here. So, no, I'm explaining. A person has to know their Teirim. Even though we said the Isu, the whole Isu is it's a melocha. But if a person doesn't know that B'chal melocha is done now, he doesn't know B'chal. He doesn't know that something comes out from it. He doesn't know that the second melocha comes out. If he doesn't know the second melocha comes out, so there's no Isu B'chal. So the some Rabbanim said, not to meet Me'oir the Oilam and the non-frost. Because the Oilam don't know about it. So they're Misasek. Rabbanim, you're not allowed to be Misasek. So, so now we go to the next step. So again, a person that has a fridge that is a Suffolk non-frost, Lefi, most Poiskim, he's allowed to open it in Shabbos if it's a Suffolk, if he can't find out. Because it's a Suffolk Psikresha L'Shova. Is a valet allowed to tell someone that doesn't know to open it because Yenem is Misasek and a Suffolk Psikresha L'Shova? Again, it's not an Eitzit to live like that. Again, if Yerushalayim is Zalman, if this is the system, it's not so partial to be matter it. I want to go weiter. Now, as a lot of Rabbanim, okay, you have a fridge, the light is on. Everyone knows that the light is on. Now, the Shiloh is, so there's two Eitzits we have a Shiloh. We're going out Be'etzim. To tell a goy to open it, avada, if the goy doesn't know, he's misasek. We said, even if he's not misasek, Ramosha, Kitzurich HaShabbos, Amatir. And even if you're Mishum Zalman, if the goy, the goy doesn't know that the light is going on, avada, you could tell the goy to open the fridge.
Tell him it's off?
Yeah, so you tell him it's off. Yeah. If he chaps, what are you telling him? Yeah. But if he knows that he's not going to put on the light, so then you're allowed to. Is no goy, and you have your friend in the room. Avada, you're allowed to tell your friend, open the fridge, bring a drink? You forgot, and he will jump, I hope, at the light, yeah? You're allowed to, you're not allowed. Avada, it's also, even though he's misasek be'etzen, he's misasek, because he thinks that there's no melacha done here. What is the example? It's a carrot that is connected to the floor. You tell him, bring the carrot. He thinks that he's picking up the talush. He pulls it, and it's mechubal. It's exactly the same thing. You tell him, lean on this wall. He leans, and the machine goes on. Yeah? That's exactly... So you machshil him in misasik. You machshil him in misasik. Lemaisa, we hold that it's also. It's not kiveegel. Lemaisa, we hold that it's also. You're not allowed to be machshil a person in misasik. That's what I heard from Shemazam and myself, Klo. Now, the shaila is... In a different case, you forgot to close the light. No guy. Again, it could be if you see a guy going to open the fridge, you don't have to tell him that he didn't close the light. Because he's misasik. You don't have to be mafreshim. Somebody wants to be making on it. But you didn't close the light. The light is on. What's the ton? No guy around. And you don't hold him there, telling him of closing the light, calling and closing the eyes, calling the neighbor, or light in the room. Yeah. So what you do? So some rabbanim came in the who ate it. Tell the little kid to open it. Yeah. Avada, they forgot the pasuk leman yanuach bin chol bidacho. So it's a day raisa to tell a kid. So sphere be yadayim. No verse. If lamazogim, the kid doesn't know. That is the light in. He push the case. Every week they close the light. Sometimes the kid doesn't know that they close it. I don't know, he thinks. But also the kid Michal doesn't know light, not light. He because he understands opening a fridge, yeah? Then you're allowed to tell your kid to open the fridge. Why? If he doesn't understand that is a light. He's misasik. Val is misasik. The halach is that there's no isur sphere biyodaim lekotten and an isur drabonon letzorich atzmai. And if he's taking out the drink for you, it's not good. But if he's taking it out letzorich atzmai, then there's no isur sphere biyodaim letzorich kotten atzmai b'melochet drabonon, not b'melochet d'eraisa. So b'melochet d'eraisa is an isur d'talakotten. So if the kid is big enough that he understands that the light is going on, so again, it's very hard to muss what is the shiur, 2, 3, 4, It's very hard to know what is the shear that you'll be allowed to tell a cotton, or what is not, or you're not allowed to tell a cotton.
Why is it
so funny? It's misasik. He doesn't know the light is going on. He doesn't know. Michal is not aware that he's doing such a melacha. He thinks that there's no problem. He's not aware that this pe'ula makes a melacha. I remember Moshe Zalman Rebach told me that you can't do these games. I asked him once, the light goes off in the room. I could pick a little baby that doesn't know, and he will bump there on the wall till he'll put on the light. He told me it's awesome. I asked him why. It's awesome with the Rabbanon. I asked him why. He says, Chazal asked it. I told him where it's written. He told me some things only I know where they're written. he said, some things, and this is one of them. Le'umas them, we send a letter to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. He said, it's muta. So here Yerushalayim asks, Bnei Brak is matir. So, b'meile, lefirim Shem Zalman told me that Chazal don't let us skip Shabbos. So again, I want to explain. If the kid really needs something from the fridge, or if it's very dark for the kid, and it's dangerous for the kid, a little bit, then the Rabbanim Lemaisa led the kid to cause a misasik. Because it's sphere b'yodayim b'misasik, and b'meile de matir. But if it's not Letzorech HaKotten, so even if some Rabbanim want to be matir, okay, a small little kid is not so relevant that he will open the fridge and play with it. He knows what he's doing. Yeah? But some Rabbanim are matir, the Maestro of Shem Zaman asks. There's one more Eitze, no goyim around. No babies, only Bachrim. Yeah? Five Bachrim, one of them is a baby, five Bachrim went away for Shabbos, forgot to shut the light. No, all the food is inside. And again, then they're not saying, I'm closing the eyes, neighbors, the light in the room. It's no misasik. It's not what? So Shem Zalman Erbach says, if it's a fridge, the getter is very hard to know here. When it's off, he says he has an eitz. He says, if it's a goy, for sure you could do it. You could pull out the plug. You can pull out the plug. You pull out the plug, and then it doesn't go on anymore. Now, Shem Zalman says, about you have to do it kilachriyah, because the plug is mukta. Now, Lemaisa, Shem Zalman says, if it's a fridge that they never plug out from the wall, could be it's soyser to take out the plug. Could be it's soyser. The Chazanish said that it's soyser because there's an electric system, even that Lemaisa, now the electric is not going through, but he says it's a building for the electric system to go. We're looking at like a building of electric. And you say so, as eshtet chidushim v'biyurim from Chaim Greinim and Masechta Shabbos b'shem l'chazanish. So it's hard to know lemaise. In the Shmir Shabbos, the lotion is if the fridge, I'll find it now. Shochach lohitzi esanuro. Forgot to take out the light. Vuzokuk beyoyser loichel sheba mekarer. Yoitzi kotn esateka. Vyasikim beshosha mekarer sogo. Vimein shem kotn. Vuteka sheregilim lohitzio velachzir regaim bimoyis achoil. Yochol gam agodel lohitzio vishiyase beshinui. What is the shiur of yochol regilim lohitzio velachnisei bechoil? You have to know. And the song in the pshat is, if it's taken never, some places it never goes out. Then taken mistama it's also. Some places, once a month, when they clean, when they make sponge out, they move it, they change it. Then, of them, get the heter from Shlomo Zalman. Blessed Hashem, we'll have siyata dishmai.
What about the water fountain?